the last song that I'd like to play for you from our St. Patrick's Night event dance on Saturday night into Sunday morning, St. Patrick's Day, is The Fields of Athenry. You may have heard this because it's pretty international now, been adopted by so many football and sporting people, boxers included, and oh my goodness, if you Google it, you'll find loads of stuff about the Fields of Athenry. But the song in this case is not sung by the star guest, it's actually sung by one of the older gentlemen of the community up there, who, although not really a good singer, as you will hear, was invited up to sing the song. Now, many people think that this is a sectarian song, and it is absolutely not a sectarian song. In fact, there was no sectarian song sung at that at all. It's St. Patrick's Night, it's an Irish night. And so it was all genuine Irish songs. But some people class The Fields of Athenry as being sectarian. It's absolutely not. Because basically it tells a story. It's actually a folk ballad, if you like. And it was established because of the Great Irish Famine, which was way back in mid-1850, something like that. And it was based on a man and his family. And he, I think his name's Michael, and he basically stole some corn from a lord at that time, Lord Lieutenant of Ireland, I believe. And he stole some corn from his field because people were starving. And he, Athenry, by the way, is in County Galway, and he was sentenced to transportation off to Botany Bay in Australia for stealing this food to feed his family. And it was adopted as an anthem of the times. So nothing sectarian whatsoever, giant Irish ballad. If you haven't heard it, please Google it, and you'll get some professional singers, many professional singers, so you'll get a realistic, or let's just say you'll get a better voice. But the gentleman that sang, I think his name was Joe, I didn't know him, but he was invited up near the end of the event to sing this, and it's a very emotional song, by the way. And so I'll let you hear it. As I said, he's not a great singer, but it doesn't matter. It's the emotion and the sentiments of The Fields of Athenry.
Lord, 多谢你，你的尊重。